Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We have a great show planned today, a great show, an update on a lot of things going on with Downtown Greens. Sarah Perry is here, and she has brought a couple of friends, and we're going to meet them in just a second. First of all, Sarah, good morning. Well, thanks for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk about Downtown Greens is involved in so many things. And we have, and rightfully so, been focused on the purchase of the 56 acres, and we'll get an update on that. But we're going to talk about a lot of other things this morning, too. So there's just a wide variety of things going on at Downtown Greens.
Always.
And especially this time of year, you all posted some pictures from the gardens yesterday on Facebook. They're just gorgeous.
Yes, everything is blooming, starting to bloom. Things are looking great. We've had a lot of work in our youth farm program because that program is starting up real soon in May. We are doing it a little bit differently this year. This year we have expanded it to have anyone from the community. We have a small fee to join, and mm-hmm. it's a 3-month. Club type meetup, and kids come for an hour and a half once a week for 3 months, and they get to plant the seeds. So it's everything from planting to making things from the garden and harvesting and tasting. So we're really excited to open that up to more people this year.
That kind of program and kind of swerves into just the purchase of the land. I mean, teaching and getting kids and the community involved is what Downtown Greens has been all about ever since you got started.
That's it. Getting people outside, getting kids to know where their food is coming from, and adults. Mm-hmm. Getting people to taste new things that they may have never tasted before. That's what we're all about.
We will welcome to the program, first of all, this morning, Mari Kelly. She is a supporter of Downtown Greens on the fundraising committee. And Mari, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Before we go any further, let's get an update on where everything stands with the purchase of the 56 acres, because you're getting close.
Yeah, so we are at we only have $140,000 left to go, and we will own the property outright. No mortgage, no nothing. Do you remember we were here talking about $750 not
yeah,
too long ago?
Right.
We are now at $140.
$140,000.
It's really incredible. So all of you supporters out there, thank you so much for getting us here. We're really excited. And if you can share this project with 3, 4, 5 of your friends, we will be there.
$140,000, and is the goal still to get to that by the end of the month?
It is. So we have a couple weeks left.
Yeah.
Yeah, only 2 weeks left, and that's really it. And I mean, I think anybody who's not going to is going to be sorry. It's such an amazing project, and I think anyone who, when this date comes and goes, they'll be sorry they didn't be involved in it. This is just one of a kind. Last opportunity to have a permanent difference in the city of Fredericksburg. There's nothing like this.
No, there is not. The land in all that has been planned. We've done a bunch of videos, and I've walked the property with you a couple times, Sarah. And it's really exciting, the opportunities that you have there.
Yeah. So this is land that could have been a parking lot, mm-hmm. could have been a whole lot of other things. But Downtown Greens, with the help of this amazing community, was able to purchase it at the end of 2021. And we've been continually, chipping away at the mortgage, which is $2.25 million. We've been chipping away at that. We've gotten grants to go towards that. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the very in part to be able to own it outright, and then we can start on the programming, which is the really exciting part.
It is super exciting, all the things, and we've talked about all the various things for various groups, and you have just a wide array of things that are planned on that property. But it is important to make the really the focus right now, $140,000 in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and we actually just had our first program. Well, we've had a couple things now happen on the new land and continue to happen. We've had a great partnership with Friends of the Rappahannock to plant 810 seedling trees. These are fruit and nut trees that are native to Virginia. Mm-hmm. And their they have been planted to create a riparian buffer on the edge of two streams that we have. So that's happening. We have another big group coming from Friends of Rappahannock this Saturday to do a planting. And then the JM students, some high school students, are going to come on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So we're really excited to have them be part of it as well.
Mari, what got you involved in this in the project? What was it that when Downtown Greens first started talking about the purchasing this land and got you involved to be not only a fundraiser but to donate yourself?
Well, I'm passionate about a lot of things, but certainly this project I'm very passionate about, and so it tied into everything that I love and believe in. I'm passionate about conservation first off. And this is conservation in our own backyard. There is no place in Fredericksburg where we can actively participate in conservation. And we donate money all the time, but there's no opportunity to donate for conservation here in our city. And this is it. And you know what? This is the only place. This is the only chance in our lifetime, because there is no more land to develop in the city of Fredericksburg. Everything that is developable is slated for development for buildings and commercial and industrial. There is no green space left. So this is it. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For me, it ties together all those things: public green space, food security, education, the environment, conservation. So what's not to love? It's just an amazing project, and I feel really lucky to be alive and be part of this. Yeah.
Wow, what you've so well stated. So well stated, and I've never thought about it. This is really, like you say, the last chance in our lifetime to be part of something like this.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so, you know, for anyone out there who's thinking about this, if you love Fredericksburg, if you love green space, if you love the environment, this is a beautiful gift to give back, not only just to Fredericksburg, but to your families, to the next generation. Because this is not just for our generation. This is for generations to come in our region. So, you know, there is going to be a rock in the park, and on that rock for some of the donors, in fact, any donor that contributes over $10,000, they will have their name inscribed on that rock. And I want you to stop and think about that for a moment. Your children, their children's children, they'll walk to this amazing space one day. They'll go to that rock and see your name on it. And it's a legacy. It's a legacy. It stands for what you believe in, what you gave to, and how much you loved your city that you donated to preserve this amazing space. And the space is amazing even right now. If you did nothing to it, it's a beautiful space, sort of magical, actually. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, really is magical. And you've walked there yourself. There's something really special about it. I feel like everything was aligned for this to happen. So I think it's a no-brainer. And I think if you love Fredericksburg, you love all those things I just named, this is the way to go. And I think anybody would regret not being a part of it. So if you're out there listening and you'd be a part of it, we've got two more weeks left. I want you on that rock.
DowntownGreens.org, the website, DowntownGreens.org. Downtown Greens, our focus this morning. Mari Kelly is here. Sarah Perry is here. And there's one more rock star to introduce, and we'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Downtown Green's our focus this morning. Sarah Perry is here. Mari Kelly is here. And we have one more guest. And I can't believe as many videos and interviews as we have done, Javon Kirby, that you've never been in the studio here. We haven't done a radio show. Good morning.
I know. Good morning. Good morning, Ted. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you here. My introduction to you at Downtown Greens was the Free Fridge when that was being built, and that was your vision, and we're almost coming up on a year now.
Almost a year of it up
of
and
the
running.
Dedication.
Of the dedication, yes. It's been a long time coming, but a year up and running, and it's definitely been an experience.
It has been, there's not a time I go by there when there's not usually somebody either dropping some food off or some people taking it.
It has been very busy. It's definitely doing what it is there to do. We could always use more donations. We could always use volunteers coming out to help with that. But it's also an educational process. There was a lot to it that we didn't necessarily think about at the beginning. Of course, we just want to do good for our community. We'll put a fridge on the corner. And it's doing, like I said, it is doing exactly what we had hoped it would do. But there's so much more to it. You know, and Downtown Greens is the reason why I love the space so much is because it gives that opportunity to think about these things from a different perspective. It gives that opportunity to teach individuals and to see things in a different way and to help one another. It is all about community. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I have noticed with this Free Fridge project is just how involved the Fredericksburg community is willing to get. I mean, even you, Ted, you were there constantly, which I just appreciated. And that's how I came to get to know you.
Yeah, that's how we did.
And just other individuals that donated not only their money, but their time to make that project possible and the other projects that we continue to work on. It's definitely been very special. Very special.
Well, and it's really has transformed that space, because before that you had the garden where people could come and take things. Because mm-hmm. Sarah introduced me to that during COVID, and that has always been a blessing to a lot of people. But besides the Free Fridge there, now you have done, and I don't know if it's monthly or when like the food bank will come and bring food. You'll have people.
Yes.
You'll do the mass giveaways
food distribution,
mm-hmm. and a lot of people show up.
Yes, that has been amazing. The Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank has been very kind enough to partner with us for that event, which happens once a month. We have dates going throughout through January, but the next two most important dates that you all may want to mark your calendars to either participate in or volunteer with. The food distribution, which will happen in the upper garden of Downtown Greens, on the next one is March 24th, and then the next one after that will be April 28th. And ways that you can keep up with those dates is to follow us on Facebook and to subscribe to our newsletter so that you can receive that information via email.
It has been amazing just to see the community come out and whether it's, like you said, whether it's volunteers that are helping distribute the food, but the people that come that need the food, it shows you where we are as a community and the needs that are here.
There is a huge need. There's a huge need, and there's so much more that needs to be done to fulfill that need. But it does give fresh food to our community, and that's what's most important, because at Downtown Greens we focus on that nutrition and feeding our bodies, not just feeding our bodies all the things that you can find in the junk food aisle, you know, but fresh food, healthy food. You know, we grow healthy food. We want to make sure that that people that are coming to our space and leaving are leaving with the same, you know, because everybody deserves that opportunity.
And I was at a distribution and I was just surprised at how many fruits and vegetables there were. It wasn't a distribution where there's cereal and peanut butter mm-hmm. and all of these other products that you can buy in a grocery store. It was 90% fruits and vegetables.
Yeah,
there
I was
were
surprised
beets,
at that
there
too.
Were greens, there were, you know, and people took everything. Like it was very well attended. People came through several times through the line.
Yes.
It was very Very well attended.
We give until there's nothing left to give. And the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank is also along that path of wanting to make sure that we as a community provide individuals who are underserved with the food that they deserve. And so it's called their Fresh Market Mobile Pantry. And that just makes sure that these fresh veggies get into the hands of who needs them. And it has been truly inspiring to see. And what I love about the efforts of Downtown Greens is that they also teach people how to use these fresh vegetables, because you'd be surprised. You know, a lot of us take for granted the knowledge that we have about fruits and vegetables and how to prepare them and what they taste like. And some people have never had the opportunity to use them. And at Downtown Greens, not only do we grow those foods, we invite people to try them and to figure out ways that they can use them in their own homes, to encourage that past just the interactions that they have with us, but to have a better, a healthier lifestyle.
That is interesting. It's true, though. I mean, as far as the healthy lifestyle, that's in all your programs. That's what you're aiming for, and with some of this, a lot of times, you're right. People don't know and just need to be taught.
And it's all linked, Ted. It's all linked. Mental health, substance use, just education, the way people learn. It all starts with what you've got in your belly. Mm. And so it's extremely important.
I mean, it lives up to its name, Downtown Greens. If you think the green part of it, I mean, green everything. But ultimately, the fruit and vegetables, and the vegetables particularly we're talking about, nourishing young families, young children. Mm-hmm. And what are we if we're not healthy? And this is where health starts.
Exactly.
And so also with that new project with the 56 acres, a very big part of that project is teaching young people about how vegetables grow. Teaching young farmers, the next generation of farmers, there's a whole program that's going to be dedicated to that, interaction with the universities, for the wetlands. The program is very broad, but at its core is ultimately health, and health, mental health, food security. And I always like to think of the project, in fact, the entire Downtown Greens, both projects, but Downtown Greens ultimately is a security blanket for Fredericksburg. If everything was to go terrible, as we've all experienced in the last couple of years, and there was no traffic, let's assume 95 was stopped and we're just isolated for some reason or other, nothing's coming in or out, we actually can support ourselves. We could actually end up feeding the entire area of Fredericksburg with this project. And those who need it the most, they, like you just said, they deserve it. Everyone has the right to healthy food. And it's if you stop and break it down, what's in the food, our cells are just crying out for healthy, good, nurturing food. And that's what we're talking about here, getting it into the hands of people who can't afford it, don't have access to it, don't know anything about it. And most important of all, young children, the next generation, learning about it, how to grow it, what it does for you, and the mental health, just the mental health of being in a green space, there's like the returns are endless. Endless is the only word I could say on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also an awareness, A large part of it is community. And what I love about Downtown Greens is you see the mixture of individuals coming together and showing empathy and working with one another and having conversations.
Fosters community.
It really does.
It really fosters community.
And it's extremely important. You don't have to go anywhere else outside of the city to see what you need to see. You can come, and if you're willing to look, you can see the ways that you can participate and help your fellow humans. And that's spectacular.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say to you, Javon, that I remember last year when you did the dedication, right around a year ago at this time. And looking at the group that was there was all parts of the city, and a lot of people that you don't normally see together were behind this project. And that's one of the things that has happened with that.
Everybody showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way the community is behind this project is extraordinary. Extraordinary from all walks of life. It's just not one little section. And the more the word gets out there about Downtown Greens, people say, well, how did I not know about this? And once they know about it, everyone is excited about it. It's an amazing project, just amazing.
And thank you for helping to get the word out, Ted, because you'd be surprised how many people, and for those of you listening today, please tell a friend who do not know where Downtown Greens is or what Downtown Greens does. Yeah. Invite them into the space, because once you are there and you see how truly beautiful and magical, I agreed with what you said about that magic, and that's at both spaces.
There's the two garden. There's the upper garden.
There's the up garden. There's the lower garden. There's the new land. They're all magical. And when you see that, it brings back a childlike spirit, you know.
It does.
And it makes you remember those times of being able to walk freely in the sun and to set aside all of those other things that cloud your mind. And everybody deserves to have that opportunity as well, you know, that stress relief. That to be able to enjoy and walk around in this beautiful foliage and see, you know, kids at play, it's pretty wonderful.
DowntownGreens.org, the website, DowntownGreens.org. Javon Kirby is here, Mari Kelly is here, and Sarah Perry here from Downtown Greens. Much more to talk about. We'll take a quick break and continue on this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Great stuff this morning. Downtown Greens in downtowngreens.org to find out more about what is going on with, and also on Facebook, all the great things going on at Downtown Greens. Executive Director Sarah Perry is here, Mari Kelly is here, and Javon Kirby is here, all with Downtown Greens. We have touched on the Youth Farm Program. That is really exciting. And you just think about next generation kind of things, and that's really the basis of what a lot of this is all about.
Yeah, and we've been doing our youth programs for several years now, and it's just a great way to connect kids with the earth, get them out in nature, get them away from their screens, get them outside, running around, planting things. Giving them a chance to get some delayed gratification. You plant and then you have to wait.
I think it was, and I noticed the pictures the other day because there's the planting going on right now that and I thought to see pictures and to see some people that I know that brought their kids out to do that is so important, because I know in my own case with my own kids when they were smaller, they still go back to the spot that the first day of the Chancellorsville where they planted trees, and to see those trees growing now, and that's what's going to happen with this.
How amazing to see these little trees that they planted at the new land are sticks. They're little teeny sticks.
But they're going to be trees
but
someday.
But they're going to be trees someday, and these little kids who are exactly. 6 and 7 years old, they're going to come back when they're 20, and they're going to say, hey, kids, I grew these. Yeah. I planted these when I was 7 years old. Yeah. And it was such a magical day. There were so many people out here. We were doing it as this big community. You know, that's special. That's really special.
It becomes, they've got ownership.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole project.
They're part of it. They're part of it. We're all part of it.
Yeah.
And there's so many people who are part of the Downtown Greens organization project that the big Downtown Greens, we've been around since 1995. So we've got a lot of people who have been part of this project over the years.
I just think of and I met you during the pandemic. I went a year and a half and I never saw you without a mask. I really didn't know who you
were. You didn't know I had big teeth, did you?
I didn't know anything about you. But I just think of the things that have happened since then. whether it was, and I thought the free fridge was, it doesn't get any better than this. And then all of a sudden there's 56
acres. But wait, there's more.
Well, that's the thing with Downtown Greens. I mean, the project list. So, you know, we're just on the verge of owning this property fully outright, where all the programs that we talked about have can be implemented. And the programs are already set. I mean, Sarah can talk to all of them, of course. I mean, they're flushed out. They know already. And this is just the beginning. I mean, it's just extraordinary. I mean, for anyone out there listening, there's a whole list of things and projects that this piece of property is going to do and achieve. And you won't believe it. So please get with Sarah. Yes. Call us. Talk to us. It's amazing. And I have to throw in here, every week there is a tour of this property. So anyone listening out there, if you want to see this property for yourself, which you should, you can come easily. Any one of us can give you a tour. There are tours all the time, and a tour can be set up, a personal tour or a group tour. We can walk you through this land, show you exactly what we're talking about.
Yes, please email us if you're interested in a tour, and we will set that up. We love showing it off. It's one of my favorite things to do, get out of the office a little bit, uh-huh. get out from behind my screen, walk people around the land. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So you can email admin@downtowngreens.org and just request a tour, and we'll either let you know about the next one that's coming up, or we'll set one up that you can attend.
admin@downtowngreens.org, and also if you just follow Facebook, a lot of times you've got there'll be a date and a time for it. I remember last year, one of the first times that I had been on the land, you were giving a tour, and it was during an afternoon, and you just said, everybody just stop and listen. Yeah. And all the birds and all the sounds, and you couldn't hear traffic, and you couldn't hear any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's really special. It's in the city limits, but the city kind of disappears as soon as you walk onto that property. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the magic. That is the magic, to be able to bring kids who have grown up in a city, had pavement all around them their whole life, to be able to bring them 5 minutes away from their house into this space and just have no city anymore, that's special.
I should have asked you before, so if things have changed, Siobhan, you can go, no, that's an old story. But one of my, I mean, I will never forget the disassembling of the greenhouse.
Oh, yes, the greenhouse.
That greenhouse downtown at Roxbury.
Yes. So we still have the greenhouse. And that, another example of the community coming together to make it happen. I mean, that was beautiful. Everybody worked very hard to get, I mean, and another staple in the Fredericksburg community that we can, you know, pay homage to at the new land. We're going to have that assembled at the new space as soon as it's ours. As soon as it's ours to call our own, we can start to do things like that in that new land. But that was another great project.
The Community Services Board
donated that. Yes, they did.
And then Javon literally is taking, I mean, you had all kinds of volunteers.
We did. We had all kinds of volunteers, but including members of the Community Service Board. We marked down each and every piece that we took apart.
Yeah.
And to that point, I had never known all that it took to put up a greenhouse.
Me either.
but now I do. And it was great. Yeah.
I remember people coming up to you and saying, how are we ever going to put this together again? And you said,
one piece at a time.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how everything comes together, right? One piece at a time.
But that will be not only is it a large and a great greenhouse, mm-hmm. but like you say, there's just the history behind it.
And that's what's important, because this is our city. This is our community. Mm-hmm. This is and whatever we can do to support one another, that's what we should do. And that was just another way of the CSB, the Community Service Board, and of the former Roxbury location just giving back to the community and working together. And that's what it's all about.
I can't wait to see it get put back together, and I can just see you directing.
I hope that you're there to help with that, because I can't wait to see it either. Honestly, I really can't wait to see it go back. We've been waiting, you know, there's a lot of things that we work on at Downtown Greens that we put a lot of love and energy into that sometimes we have to wait, you know,
and several
actually. And the greenhouse is one of them, but I know, and I know that the others involved know that when we have the opportunity to do things, how powerful these projects are. And so, you know, that's a perfect segue there, Ted. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to kind of run with it. There are some other projects that we are currently working on at Downtown Greens. One of them that is on the waiting list is the kitchen in our headquarters location in the basement. We were renovating the basement for our youth farm program.
I forgot about that. We have talked about that before.
Yes, we have talked about that. And, you know, rightfully so, that is paused for right now because we do have the land that we are working on, you know, one thing at a time, baby mm-hmm. steps here. But that is also going to be a huge asset to the community for teaching children and adults and, you know, how to cook and eat healthy food items and community and, you know, for individuals, let's say, who are suffering from diabetes, teaching them how to cook meals that are mm-hmm. that are healthy for them, you know. And these are things that we can start to focus on with that space. So I am looking forward to getting back to that. But in the meantime, for our youth farm program, we are currently going to be building an outdoor kitchen, which is being, you know, we have the drawings up and we're getting started on everything right now. And that's going to be in the upper garden, actually literally in the upper garden.
In the teaching
garden. In the teaching garden. It's going to be in it, you know, and that's just going to be a space where the kids can, you know, let's say we're out there harvesting and you pick a vegetable mm-hmm. and kids are like, what is this vegetable? I don't know what this is. And that's when the people facilitating that class can say, well, you know what? You don't know what it is? Let's cut it open. Let's throw it in a pan, and now you'll get to taste it, and you'll know what it is, and you'll know what it tastes like. I mean, that's great.
How cool is that?
That's going to be amazing.
Yes.
You know, kids fantastic. Love that. So we have some lovely people working with us, Keith Sullivan and John Kanine, and Cisco Jimenez, who will be doing our electrical work, and yours truly, we're going to put this together. And then we've also reached out to some cabinet like granite top because we need a countertop for this piece, and we're still looking for one. But it's all going to come together, and when it does, it's going to be great. And you'll come out, Ted, and you'll do a video, and we'll put that
I was just
for
gonna
everybody
say,
to see.
Let's
right?
do that, yes.
Because it's going to be great. It really is. And some other things that I do want to plug, because I want to end strong with the land, is we are currently hosting the third Downtown Runaround. So if you have not signed up for that, please do, because it is a great way to participate and contribute to the efforts of Downtown Greens. And also, lastly, well, maybe not last.
Never.
When we are always looking for volunteers. We host volunteer hours on Saturdays from 9 to noon and on Thursdays from 3 to 6.
In the garden.
And then if for the free fridge, if you're interested in volunteering for the free fridge or even for the food distributions, please contact us at freefridge@downtowngreens.org, excuse me. And you can also find that link on our website. You just go to our website, go to what we do, scroll down to free food programs, and you will find the link to sign up for all of these things, all of these beautiful things, and we would love to have you. So those are just a few things that I wanted to mention. And now we can go back to our regularly scheduled programming.
What is interesting, Sarah, is that there are so many things, there are so many areas. It's not like Downtown Greens is just one thing, and that's what you're going to do. There are just so many things, because some of the things you've just talked about, Siobhan, we haven't talked about recently, and there's not enough time.
There's just not enough time
to talk about all the different things.
Yes. But
so there's got to be something that interests you in some area.
Exactly.
And you can find it and do it.
And we are not doing this by ourselves. We're not trying to be the, you know, the folks who get rid of hunger in Fredericksburg. We're not trying to be the folks who save the land in Fredericksburg. We're not trying to be, you know, any of these things that we do. It's really community building. Absolutely. Is what we are doing.
That's
we
it.
Are here to create community. So you have an idea, you're part of another organization, come to us. We'd love to talk, right? Mm-hmm. We're not one thing that's static. We are community.
Exactly. Because no one thing, as Sarah put it, it could be all of those things.
Yeah.
That's what we accomplish when we work together. Mm-hmm. You know, that is what's important. You know, we have to work together.
So we love our relationships with Friends of the Rappahannock, who can mobilize 40 volunteers for two separate days. They can talk to, they've already got programs with JM to talk about, you know, getting kids out into wetlands to do mm-hmm. conservation work. They've already got that figured out. So we are the perfect site. This is a perfect combination
yeah.
and partnership to do something that we need also on our site. They need a space. We need a project. So there you go. We love our partnership with the Fredericksburg, Tree Fredericksburg, the Fredericksburg Food Bank,
absolutely.
Where they can come and they have a spot to do a distribution
exactly.
in a place that needs
food
distribution.
Yeah.
So we are a space. We're a location. We provide the location. We let people know in our region. So that's what we're doing here, and that's what we do as an organization.
Thank you for saying that. That's extremely important, Sarah. That needed to be said. Because it is all about the community coming together. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, no, it's all of these projects we talk about that go on. There's always collaboration with a number of different organizations. It's not just it's Downtown Greens and
exactly
and right. fill in the blank.
Yeah. Completely. Downtown Greens yeah. and you. Whoever's
yeah.
listening.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not involved, you really need to be involved because this is thriving, active, and organic. It really is the community coming together from all walks of life, and it's there for everybody, everybody's pleasure. It's just an exciting project, and everyone can be involved. There's no one who it doesn't affect, and it's good for everybody. It really does foster community building and growth. It's environmentally healthy. It's all good things, and I think for anybody who is thinking of donating to this project, one of the things I would say is your lasting gift to Fredericksburg. It's your lasting gift to the earth. It's your gift to the animals. It's your gift to the trees. It's your gift to everyone, your next generation. So there's so many great reasons to donate to this project. And I'm back to donating again because that is my little role here,
yes.
is to encourage you to donate. And I think you will regret it if you don't. It's such a wonderful, wonderful project. I want to take you there. I want to take you all there. So please hook up with us and we'll take you on a tour this week. We've only got 2 weeks left and we do want you to contribute because that's our goal. Without reaching our goal, which we need to, and we will, this is happening, but we need to begin these projects that we are all talking about. We need to begin implementing them, and it's very exciting. And we will see it in our lifetime. That's another part of it. There's very few projects when you donate to that you actually see the tangible results. We donate to things, but we don't see it. And in this case, we'll see it. You donate your money, and you can walk this land, feel it, touch it, and it's there forever. And you're going to feel so good. So please go ahead, go to Downtown Greens, and hit that button.
Please do. Keep showing up, Fredericksburg.
DowntownGreens.org is the website. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up this morning. Good stuff with Javon Kirby, Mari Kelly, and Sarah Perry from Downtown Greens. We'll be back in just a second.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Downtown Greens, our focus this morning. Sarah Perry, Mari Kelly, and Javon Kirby here. DowntownGreens.org. Downtown Greens, in case you're wondering, over on Charles Street, it's the building with a big flower on it. That is a very big landmark. Before we get out of here, Sarah, you had a couple of things, of just some things coming up.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that everybody thought about the youth farm program. Years and years, people have been asking us to open it up to the wider community. And this year we have, and we're waiting for your signups. This is a chance for young third through fifth graders to plant, make, and taste a variety of vegetables, fruits, and herbs throughout a three-month season in our Downtown Greens Educational Garden. And they'll get to use the brand new teaching kitchen in the outdoor kitchen in the garden. And you can sign up. You can go to our website and get more information about how to sign up, or email us at admin@downtowngreens.org.
Okay, good stuff. I can't wait to, as you build that kitchen, to document it and see it, because when you're involved in something, it happens, and it's an exciting thing. And again, the free fridge is something to, if you want to volunteer for that, if you want to be part of that.
freefridge@downtowngreens.org. Please check us out. And Ted, I can't wait to see you over there at that new kitchen.
We will do it. Before we get out of here, Mari Kelly, just a couple more weeks. $140,000 is what's left to purchase the land. That's really close. And when you think about that, if you can give $1,000, if 140 people could give $1,000.
We were there. This is happening. This is on. This ship has sailed. This is there. I want you to be on it. I want you to be part of it. You're leaving a legacy behind. And I think you will sleep better at night knowing that you have contributed to such a great, great organization and great stewards of the earth, great stewards of the environment. So do it. Don't hesitate. If you're listening and you're wondering about this, I can tell you right now, you will feel so good. It's one of those things, that organizations that you donate to, and you're just going to sleep like a baby. And if you die in your sleep, your next generation,
you've left a great legacy.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's all good, really and truly. This is wonderful.
Well, and is the programs that we have talked, the programs that you're doing right now, you just think, add 56 acres and all the plans you have, and those will expand, things that you don't even imagine right now.
Yeah, we're really expanding upon what we've been doing for the past 28 years now, providing accessible green space to the community, providing opportunities for outdoor and nature education, and teaching people where food comes from, teaching them how to grow their own food. So those are the things that we've been doing, that we're good at doing, that we're going to keep doing in this new space.
Wonderful.
And the energy that you all have. And just really a passion for the community. Javon, you are just like exhibit A for just passion for the community. It's true. I mean, it's heartfelt and it's authentic.
It is. It's definitely... it's a passion of mine, for sure. You nailed it right on that. Right.
And so just
the driving force.
To make this happen. And Mari, like you said, this is our one chance. This is the chance of a lifetime to be part of this with Downtown Greens.
Exactly. This is it. It'll never happen again. This is the last remaining 56-acre tract in our area. There is no more land to be a part of or to develop like this. So... I would love for everybody to get on board and join with us. We want you on that rock, exactly. It's Gratitude Rock or Legacy Rock, and the names of all the great citizens of Fredericksburg will be on there. We can't do it without it, and it's happening. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today only for the public involvement, really. It's been tremendous.
I can't wait to celebrate with you all when it finally happens, and we really are that close.
Thank you, Ted, for having us.
Wonderful.
Thank you for coming in. This has been a great show, great start to the day. $140,000 is what Downtown Greens is down to. Get involved, downtowngreens.org. Javon Kirby here, Mari Kelly, and Sarah Perry with Downtown Greens. Thank you all. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.